You folks, you think of our desert as a peaceful, quiet, pleasant place, and it is. It is most of the time, but sometimes, you know, we get those city slickers down here, and we have a bit of trouble. Not big trouble. I'm going to tell you this little caper. I like that word, caper. That's what the detective stories use on the radio. Well, this is the cold nose caper. It's laid, of course, in old Fort Oliver, that artistic place across the valley. Awakened by my dog Whiskers, thrusting a cold nose in my ear, I listened. There was someone opening the window of the Desert Rat editorial room up front. I got out of bed, and with my .45 3 feet ahead of me, and Whiskers, my dog, 3 feet behind me, I went quietly through the press room, snapped on the light, and found a skinny little fella going through my drawers, the drawers of my desk. As I bellowed, "Hands up, Whiskers," he went for his legs. The unsuccessful burglar surrendered promptly and stood patiently while I went through his pockets. I found $16, $16, just think. And I was as mad as if I had jumping cactus in my beard. Here was a buzzard who would steal from a starving editor of a 5-page Desert Rat newspaper when he had $16 in his pocket. Whiskers and I let him keep $1 and pushed him out the window. And, you know, we think it'd be a good idea to kind of leave that window open from now on.